Welcome to the CCN 20, little Tuesday, little swinging and little, you know, moving, grooving in and out in 20 minutes or less. We're on a hell of a run. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Can Sing on the Wheels of Steel. His name is Dan Alexander. You know him as at Newbie Talks. Newbert, what'd you come up with there? What is that selection on a Tuesday?
We got a little Rick James action, baby. Yeah, you know how we do. You know how we do. It's you and I here, and it's an appropriate song because there's probably not going to be a Yanitzi. So you and I is appropriate here.
For those of you listening to the show, again, thank you all for doing so. If you leave a review this week, we're going to try to make an arrangement. I might get you something for the Final Four.
Ooh.
Like a bet.
Something.
You can pick a team. Just go leave a review. Tweet at us at Cash Can Sid Show. Either that or a baseball future. Remember when we did that back in the day?
That was great. Yeah, we love burning people's money, so that's great.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, that guy picked the White Sox. I mean, it wasn't nothing personal, but he picked the White Sox to win the American League. That was his bet, not ours. But I paid for it. I don't mind doing it again because we ain't got no lawyers. We ain't got no rules.
Two
got
new music. Reviews, it's Dave. Since we talked about reviews, we got two new ones here. So we love to see it. We did.
That's George, great work.
George Romero, MD2892. Two great reviews there. So they're in the running, Dave. They're in the running.
They're in the list. That's 100% right.
If you tweet at us a review that you have done previously, we'll also allow you to be entered in.
I love it. All right. Well, that's good. So that's what we got to do. You know what else we got to do? We got to talk through this college thing. We were just talking through it a little bit on the break, this Survivor thing. We got a monkey wrench into it. We have to pick two winners in the Survivor on Thursday.
Yeah. So, let's be fair, Dave. I will say the rules were not clear to us as we headed into the tournament. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, it was not clear. It's like telling us about fine print after you already inked the deal. You know what
I mean?
Which
I hate.
I believed that it was two picks on day 7 and 8 of the tournament. That was always correct. What the verbiage was. And then when we started crunching the numbers, we were like, wait, if you have two picks in the Elite Eight, that means you will have no teams left if those teams win.
You know what I mean?
You would have to pick all of the final four teams correctly, and then you would no longer be in it. So we got the update that it's two teams that we have to pick in the Sweet 16. So we probably, if we would go back and do it again, we probably would have left some of these higher seeds, but we can't go back and do it again, Dave. Now it becomes a test of our not only intestinal fortitude, but our belief in the system that we had to pick these plays, which was basically just Dave and I being on the phone for 30 minutes talking back and forth and being like, fuck, is it Duke? Is it Purdue? It was 30-minute conversations multiple times.
But we're in good shape. We're still alive. We got through the first week.
No, we have good teams all over the place, but Dave,
We picked Illinois early. That was good.
That was number one.
Our margin of victory, if it was based on a margin of victory, would be in first place.
We would already be on our way to Cabo.
Yeah. Right, because we already picked Purdue. So Thursday games. We got Illinois not available, but Iowa State's the favorite.
And we like Iowa
State. We got
State.
Both San Diego State and UConn available.
Yep.
We got both Bama and North Carolina available. Terrific. And we got Clemson available. So we have options. There's only two teams outright winners on Thursday that we cannot pick.
Yep.
That would be Illinois and Arizona.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that as well. And
I just don't know what two to pick.
That's what I mean. I don't know which two to pick. I like some of the dogs here as well, but
me too.
You know,
damn it.
This is the spot that we are in. So like you said, we can't pick Arizona. We can't pick Illinois. Every other team is potentially live that we can select. However, like we put an X through UConn because I think we both think UConn's going to win the tournament as it stands right now.
Yes.
So we want to save them for the championship game.
Correct.
We used Purdue and we used Houston. So we have some really good teams. We have a 3-2 matchup that we have on Friday. So I feel like because we did it so well, we're more in trouble. And I think the thing that's scaring me more so is the fact that it's been all chalk. You know what I mean? So I feel
it's coming.
I feel like that's what worries me. And
it's coming.
No, but that's good for us. You know what I mean? If the dogs are finally going to win, but
is it?
I don't think this tournament is a dog tournament, unfortunately, from what we've seen thus far.
Okay. We'll continue to talk about it and think about it, and we'll get back to it. You know, we haven't decided anything
yet. We'll confirm
our
pick on the show on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, we will. We will. I don't know. There's four NBA games. They're on the schedule. We got to mention them.
Nice pick on the Sixers yesterday by me. Good job, buddy.
Damn it.
That was bad. That was bad. They even made like a surge late. I was like, oh, am I going to get a little backdoor? I was, speaking of being due, I was due for a pee-pee, poo-poo, caca run. And it's finally here.
It happens. Those things happen. It's fine. We don't get them all right, but I know we entertain.
We were rolling.
It's one of those situations where it just goes, like, I'd rather do that, though. Like, as someone in this space, yeah, wouldn't you rather be good, 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 and then have one day where it all goes bad?
1,000%.
I mean, you could be like Yanitzi, you know, at Tony Yanitzi. He won't show up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he picks, you know, he goes on these runs where he's in that swell down, and it takes, like, he's looking way up.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of it. I don't want that.
I don't want that nobody at all. No, nobody that. Wants that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But the Warriors and Heat tonight, the Warriors are favored on the road? What am I missing?
I mean,
what is that?
I mean, it's not like the Heat have been like all that impressive.
No, you know but.
But to your point, like Warriors road chalk, I don't want to bet that.
Who wants that?
Nobody wants that. Don't do
Nobody
that.
Nobody wants that. The only thing there is under for me. Lakers and Bucks is no LeBron. I just found that out on BVB from, I think it was LL or AOWN. I got a bunch of people in there that are very informative. I don't know what to do with that game. I mean, it's 9.5. I have no idea. Thunder Pelicans is a good basketball game.
It's not bad.
Pelicans for me. How about you?
Yeah, I'll ride with you. Pelicans it is. Yeah, nothing jumped out at me on the NBA board, to be honest with you. I was too busy pulling out my hair over what we're going to do March Madness.
I know. This is I'm trying to relieve your stress, not add to it. So, I think the Kings late for Palmetto Yinzer. I know he's out there in the East Coast. He stays up late. He's reaching out to me, DMs and texts and stuff now. He's always like, you got anything late, Kinsig, or a newbie? And I'm like, listen, man, I gave you the plays on the show. You got to listen to the show.
That's it. You just
got to listen to the show.
On 1.5 speed. You do 1.5 speed shows done in 10 minutes.
It's quick, fast. Some guys need longer than 10 minutes, sometimes less. You can do it in less than 10. That's good.
That's the way to do it, honestly. Get in, get out.
Get in, get out. Balls, ballpark pouch brought to you by Saks Underwear. It's the underwear reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. All right. We have to address the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Did you see Shohei's press conference yesterday?
Well, nobody saw Shohei's press conference. So wasn't there like no nothing allowed in, like no cameras allowed in, any of that shit, right?
It was only they broadcast it on MLB Network Live, and it's been out. I watched it live. I stopped what I was doing at 2:45 yesterday to see this.
I didn't
and
watch
hear
it.
This.
I'll be honest. I didn't watch it.
I'll give you the synopsis.
Like it sucks that like opening day of baseball is overshadowed by this shitty story, but the story's legit.
It was that's a hell of a first day for the interpreter. The new guy. He had to make sure
that he was signing like crazy.
But he was like, I'm staying focused, I'm staying on point here. Shohei was adamant. Like you could tell emotionally, he was very serious.
Good act.
He says, I never bet on baseball. I didn't know anything about this. This guy took this money. I was the victim of deception. $4.5 million gone poof, bye-bye, to pay a bookie in California. It wasn't comfortable. I want to believe it. I do. But I got skeptics like P. Ralt on Bostonian versus the book said, I think he was lying.
100%.
I'm with P-Ralt. I rarely am with P-Ralt, but I'm with him here.
Really?
Dude, you don't just $4.5 million. You don't notice.
It's pocket change to that guy.
I know it's pocket change, but you don't notice. Dude, like I'll notice when I forget that I have a subscription that's $7 and it pops up on my phone. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Like $4.5 million, you're not going to get me to believe it was just like, I just found out about it now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That part. Now, do I think Shohei Ohtani was betting on baseball games? That part, I do not. But do I think that there's some more layers to this story, Dave, as we peel back the onion? It stinks.
Smells bad.
Smells like
shit.
Smells like Shrek Swamp.
Yeah, that's not smell good. You're right. There is definitely more to it. I'm wearing a Raptor stuff because of that basketball story. Did you see the basketball player prop story?
Yeah. What, he would just say that my eye hurts and everyone would bet his under on threes? I mean, that where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, nobody automatically, dude, if I work at DraftKings and I see fucking points or, you know, bets coming in on that schmuck, automatically my blinders are up. You know what I mean? Like, automatically my caution sign is lit. It's like when they see a newbie lax play come across on DraftKings, they should be paying attention, and they do.
Pay the hell attention.
You know?
How could this go? This was apparently the biggest loss prop both nights that had happened.
Yeah.
Under everything.
This is
under
as, yeah, this points. Is open and shut of a case as there is.
Yeah, but from a book guy standpoint, is somebody in the room just saying, let this all go?
Exactly.
Like, is it only a problem because the book lost? Like, were they free rolling?
Yeah.
Is there only an investigation now? Because what if it's split? What if they all bet the Dante, Porter, Conte, whatever it is?
Yeah.
What if they all bet it under and they won one and lost one?
Exactly.
We don't hear about it.
No, you wouldn't. The other thing that I'm, and again, this is tinfoil hat, and I'm glad Yanitzi's not on because he'd be like, no comment, no comment. He's not as high profile as of a player as Shohei Ohtani, but
no.
I'm just saying, from what we know about Major League Baseball, I've said it before, Dave, you know, is there any, yeah, well, hey, well, what about them going on here? You know what I mean? I'm not saying that there was anyone like, but I'm just saying a press release comes across, a little tip comes in, you know, hey, what about that league? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, I don't know where it would come from, but I just find it suspicious that in a less than 5 day time, two of these stories come up.
You right.
I mean, I find that a little suspicious.
I think you're thinking right. I think you're thinking right, sir. It's very strange, the whole thing.
And
we just had David Payne Purdom on.
Yeah, yeah.
Great on BBB. Guest, by the way. Purdom wrote an article on ESPN.com. You guys can go read it. It was a very informative interview. There's more to this. And, I mean, I point blank asked him, do you think he's the only one that's even remotely being accused of this or being involved? That he? I'm not saying that Porter was betting it himself.
No,
but if
it doesn't take
you
him,
call the people.
It doesn't take him betting it himself. You know what I mean? All it is just like, hey, buddy, by the way, my eye hurts tonight. Take my under. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to bet it himself, you know?
In the Discord channel, somebody gets it. Now 1,000 people get it in some Discord channel or some other crap. Like, it can get out pretty quick. So, again, be careful what you wish for. You wanted all this stuff to be legal. Now it's getting scrutinized, and yes, it's good that it's out in full force for everybody to see most of the time. Just know what you're in bed with in this situation. That's what I tell people all the time.
Dave,
do you
hear something?
What?
Do you hear something?
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Is that the Tribal Chief music? Holy shit. Look at those forearms. Look at those biceps.
What?
You need to see. He's alive.
I can't believe it. Cash all the you need to see yes bets.
That's plus money.
Big money.
I got a tip off, Dave. Much like the Porter.
Talk about fixing the market. He fixed it. I'm the book. I got whacked just now.
What are you going to do? I come in a little sick, a little under the weather. You see me in the bed right now, but
of course
I show up.
You are.
Rain, sleet, hail, snow, I'm here.
You got pants on?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
I think I have a fever. I think I have a fever, so I'm pretty bumbled up.
You got to stay retired. You told me you were retired. You're not retired.
No, because he's getting sick again.
You can't be getting sick. This is no good. We can't have the kids sick. What are you doing? Baseball season starts in 2 days. What are you doing?
Thank you for that.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, you do.
You got any hockey plays? We were just getting to the hockey.
Rangers, 60-minute money line.
They are going to crush the Flyers tonight.
Yeah.
Flyers, all turmoil. Tortorella can't get out of his own way.
It's been ever since the whole Carter Hart thing. It's just been downward spiral.
Yeah.
Downward spiral.
It's not been good for Philly.
But I like that. I like that. And I also like over the 5.5. Goals being scored. Rangers 6-0, maybe. Who knows? But over the 5.5.
Rangers 5-2. That's my score.
I like that.
Just in case we clip it right afterward, Rangers win tonight 5-2 in the Garden. What else, noobs? You got anything that you saw, like the newbie eye?
No. The only other thing is, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You go, like, Kraken team total under, but I don't want to lay minus 140. So get some plus money instead. The Panthers are losing tonight, Dave. Bruins outright money.
What?
Yeah. A little Peralt
really?
Special. A little Peralt special for you. Bruins.
I money was going to come with the Panthers.
Oh, shit. No. Head to head. It's about time.
It hasn't happened for a long time. But, yes, I'm on the Panthers.
I got to mute this schmuck.
What's he doing? Is he playing with the phone or is he playing with himself?
And the audio's all looping back. But if the Rangers win, that's all that matters. That's all I care about. He's just giving us the finger.
He said, I'm number one. That's it. Was that to me or you?
Number one.
The kid looks
head to head, Bruins versus Panthers.
All right. That's fine. I'll take the Panthers. The Hurricanes are going to beat the Penguins. There's no question about that. The Penguins are gone. The Oilers and Jets is going under. That's a really good hockey game. That's going to be an excellent hockey game. The Predators are beating the Golden Knights, catching them on a back-to-back. Surprised that line's not higher. I think I got a little bit of a blind spot with the Knights where I'm overestimating the Predators. It's a really good hockey team. I think they're going to make the playoffs. Maple Leafs will beat the Devils. Noobs, we got a minus 420 with the Stars and a minus 420 with the Avalanche. I'll ask you first before we ask Yanitsi. Does either one of those lose?
Chalk. I don't think they lose. Maybe one of them's tighter than people expect, but I think chalk it. 420 plays it.
Yanitsi, the Avalanche are at home against Montreal. The Stars are at San Jose. Both minus 420.
Eesh.
They both win, no?
Probably. If I had to say one that was more shaky than the other, I would say the Sharks money line might be alive.
Okay. All right. I like that. That's good. Tony, what are you doing tonight? Are you gonna stay at home and relax? You got about 8 seconds to answer that question.
I'm about to go to sleep and not wake up till tomorrow morning.
Good.
That's what we need.
Goodbye.
Please make sure you listen to the show. We got people leaving reviews. We might give them a future ticket. All they got to do is go on and leave a review. Noobs, what's for dinner tonight? You cooking?
Yeah, we got a little chicken and chickpea rice bowl going tonight. We're trying to eat a little healthier after we ate like shit over the weekend. So that's cooking for tonight. And tomorrow, we're cooking with Canisius and Sienna under 23.5. Canisius, Sienna. Game goes at noon under 23.5. There you go, Dave.
Give them the people to lax play early. I love it. Send it home. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. He's Tony Yanitsi at Tony Yanitsi. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Can Sing. You and I with Tony on the show.